Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Time for our Mill Road moment, and we say good morning both to Councillor Dave Bajan, but also this morning by Bethany Martinson, who is the project manager at TLP Depot and Infrastructure for Govia Thameslink Railway. What, Bethany, good morning. What does TLP stand for?
Thameslink Railway Project.
Oh, of course it does. Yes. I feel every time we mention Govia Thameslink, it seems to have a different name but for some reason or another. But you're
franchise
very,
changes, yeah, yes.
Precisely. You're very welcome. Thank you for coming in. Are you on schedule with everything?
Yes, we are. We are on schedule. We're about 50% of the way through. All of the demolition works that we have needed to do have been done. We're on schedule, ready to hand back on the 25th of August as planned.
Okay. So what have you done so far in terms of what's been completed?
Okay, so we've done the bridge in two halves. First half to allow for the pedestrian access over the bridge. So the first half, it's the demolition of the bridge in two chunks, and then we put the concrete parapets, crane them in. And we've done that in two halves. So we've done one half, all done and good, and now we're beginning our second half.
So it's actually a new bridge, which is going to happen. It's not just, as I initially thought, it's not just tracks underneath. It's also...
A new section of bridge, yes.
A new section. Is also widening going on at all?
Yes, we've widened it slightly. We've dug down a bit and we've made it higher as well to allow for the overhead lines and obviously the track to go through.
Okay. This is probably too pedantic, really. It's kind of getting into railway anorak territory to a certain extent. But I never quite understand who runs which bit. For example, you go into Cambridge Station and it's plastered with Greater Anglia stickers absolutely everywhere.
Yep.
But everybody knows that if you want to get to London, Great Northern, your company, part of Govia, gets you there the quickest. And I thought it was Network Rail which did the infrastructure, but here you are, Govia Thameslink, looking after this bridge work. What's going on?
Yeah, so the carriage sidings is actually an AGA, so Abellio site.
Right, okay, which is Greater Anglia.
Greater Anglia, sorry, yes.
Names.
Yes, and Govia Thameslink Railway have a project team, and the work, we basically had a team in place, so we were able to complete the work on behalf of the DFT.
Right. The bridge closure, which has obviously been the subject of much consternation across Cambridge, particularly the Mill Road, is that sort of thing typical when you're doing this work, or is it simply unlucky that on this occasion the bridge happens to be over one of the, I'd say definitely, busiest roads, busiest and most important link roads in a city?
Yeah. For me, this is the first bridge that I've had to close, so it has been a big learning curve.
Right.
But if we are having to go through, create a new archway or do something, so that is usual that you'd have to close the road. And usually it would be for to pedestrians as well, but we've kind of worked really closely with our contractor to enable to have pedestrians able to cross for the majority of the closure, which has been a real positive.
And I guess, I guess from your side, Dave, this was one of the most important things from your conversations with Govia early on, was to make sure that there was as little inconvenience to the public as possible.
Yeah, I mean, we really appreciate that at the end of the day, we've ended up with footpath access and people to be able to push bikes across. It's kept the two communities connected. It's been a couple of days when that doesn't happen, but we knew that was going to occur. You know, this has been a major step forward from where we actually started. And I think it shows that if you sit down and talk with people, things can work for communities. Mm. You know, our community on the Romsey side is really having quite a pleasant time in some ways, because shopkeepers are telling me in the majority that their trade is level, maybe up a little bit. We put the parklet in, which has been a huge experiment, a huge opportunity.
Now, I always feel obliged every time we mention the parklet that we have to explain what it is. I think my colleague Miss Milazzo, having enjoyed the delights of the parklet on Friday night, can explain.
Well, it's just a very lovely cornered off table seating area, really, isn't it? Just outside Limoncello. The tables don't belong to anybody, so you can actually just stay as long as you like and bring your own drinks with you. It's great fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an opportunity to do that. And we'll run events opposite that on the forecourt of Tesco's. We've got one tomorrow, calming down, a nice yoga session.
Oh, yes, we heard about that.
5:30. And on Saturday, in competition with the Folk Festival, but not quite as high-geared, we've got a musical extravaganza, which starts at 2 o'clock and goes through to about 9:30 in the evening. So, you know, on the Romsey side, it's pretty good. There, you know, there may be some shops that are suffering, but not the majority. On the Petersfield side, it's not been so good, but that's not Govia's fault, you know, and it's not the gas company's fault either. That they've replaced the gas main, which apparently has been really in poor condition, so needed to be done. So, you know, it's very unfortunate.
And, of course, the fire as well, which nobody could have predicted.
No, would
have,
indeed not.
Added an extra dimension to things as well. Bethany, do you think that in the run-up to all of this that maybe, you know, things could have gone just a little bit better in terms of communication?
We tried to communicate as much as we could to the public.
But everybody says that. It's like the company with the exploding dishwashers. they say that recall the company was, you know, pressurised for several years by the government to unsafe dishwashers, and then they put out a statement, safety is our top priority. And if they'd have worried about people's safety, they'd have recalled the dishwashers sooner.
Yeah, yes, no. Well, we've done multiple letter drops to over 5,000 residents in the local area around Mill Road. We've done, I think there's been 3 public forums where we've invited people in to try to talk through it. And I think we have built up quite a good rapport with the local councillors and key stakeholders on, you know, what is going on, what can we do to help, and try to work as well as we can, you know, with the local residents to try kind of make this as painless as we can.
Yeah.
But it's always going to be a pain. Like, we're closing a main road in Cambridge, so...
Yeah, so it was always a tricky one. You have got a closure coming up, I think, a total closure over the next few days. Is that right?
Yes, for 2 days, yes.
And that's tomorrow and Friday?
Yes,
which
correct.
Is a slight move, because it was going to be the weekend, wasn't it?
Yes, but due to the water company, they can't cover weekends, and there's a pipe that we have to close off.
Right.
And they can't cover weekend works because they don't have their full team on, I believe.
Okay, so
that's
has to
be... we have moved it to Thursday, Friday.
Right, after.
I think it's going to be open in the mornings till 9:15.
Yes.
And open again
nine.
In the evening at 9:15.
Okay,
so that's really
useful.
Important for commuters, especially going into town.
I'm thinking about getting to the Folk Festival actually on my bike. So I'm just a slightly different way tomorrow on the way there. But when I come back, which will no doubt be at 9 o'clock ish, that will be open. And you're keeping to the times, are you?
Yes, we are. Yeah. And if we can shorten them, we always try to shorten them as quick as we can. But this is when we're doing the crane movement, so obviously you don't want to be in the way of that. if we can do any shorter, we will do. And so far we've managed to keep them as short as possible, and we've cancelled 2 of them because we didn't feel like it was needed. So.
Okay, no, that's good news. So all pretty much on track.
Absolutely.
When you definitely expect it all done by the end of August, no overruns?
No overruns. We're all on schedule. 25th of August, you will have your road back.
Okay, we look forward to. I don't know if I want it back. Actually, I kind of like the sort of peaceful nature about it all. Although I suspect some of the traders might not quite see it.
I'll let that be
in the same way.
Yeah,
nothing to do with me if I can possibly avoid it. Thank you, everyone. Now, Bethany Martinson from Govia Thameslink Railway, and also Councillor Dave Bagent. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.